McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre says he believes his Blue Ribbon Advisory Panel of local stakeholders will help the county find the best candidate for its soon-to-be-vacant administrator position. But he tells GLT's Eric Stock the county hasn't given up on the idea of using a hiring consultant, if necessary, to find a successor for the retiring Bill Wasson.
I think the arrangement is better because of the fact that we have people involved that really know our situation and are willing to put in the time and give their expertise and experience that they've had in going through that. I think it's a third party involved. It's basically an advisory committee that can go through and take applications and maybe rank them for us, make some phone interviews if necessary. It gives applicants an opportunity to see also if we contact them and we say they're in the final pool of 5 to 10 candidates or whatever the advisory committee would recommend back to our search committee, they have an opportunity then to get a better feel on whether they want to continue with the process as well. The thing I like about it is also the fact that they can remain anonymous.
Do you plan to publicize a list of finalists before you come up with the final choice?
I think we'll take the recommendations of the advisory committee, the search committee. We're not going to publicize it, but you'll probably, being a member of the media, we'll find who's being interviewed. Sure, because it will be a public meeting.
You have one of the members of the Blue Ribbon Commission is a human resources manager, a former resources manager in Deanna Frauci. How important was that to have somebody with that HR background that Lori Rohrab in particular had mentioned as one thing that was necessary?
Well, I think it was important to have someone who can guide us, even at the advisory level, can respond to any concerns that we might have. You know, Eric, we made two changes in the stand-up committee just in language for our job description, this evening as a request. And so we want to do what absolutely is best. And somebody who's the vice president in charge of human resources at Country Financial, Mrs. Frauci, can definitely be an asset to us.
What kind of recommendation are you expecting from the advisory committee? Are they going to say, this is the person that we think you should hire, or are they simply going to give you pros and cons and let the search committee sort it out?
They're going to have a meeting, and we're going to talk about this, but it looks like to me at the time the idea, the process would be for the advisory committee to come up with a pool of finalists and rank them. Doesn't mean that the search committee will agree. We know that we've also, the search committee, a couple members said, what if we see somebody else in that pool that we would like to pull out? Yes, we will do that as well. After the advisory committee is finishing their process, there'll be other applications there. And if a member of the search committee sees someone that they want to also put in the finalist pool, we'll do that.
So with the deadlines and getting the language redone to have an application that is satisfactory, does that push the schedule back for when you hope to have this new administrator in place?
It could. It could. We want to be sure that we're doing the right things, we're moving forward and following the right procedures. And it will depend a lot, I think, on how long it takes the advisory committee to vet the applications and go through and maybe give our search committee some advice, and then how long it takes search committee to decide whether they want to move forward at that point in time or whether we're going to actually hire and expand it, feel we needed to expand the search and hire a professional firm. Hopefully, we still have that in our back pocket. Hopefully, we won't need to.
Do you have a sense for how much that will cost, or you're still waiting on proposals?
We were just looking at in a history of some proposals and talked to a couple possible vendors, and somewhere in the range of $15,000 to $20,000. Again, it would depend on the extent of the search. One good thing would be that a lot of the preliminary work as far as the job description and the posting and the brochure and everything would already be complete, so that would save time and hopefully a little bit of money if we do have a firm.
That's McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre with GLT's Eric Stock. McIntyre says his search advisory panel for a new county administrator is modeled after the panel he formed to help the county-run nursing home become more financially sustainable.